It's alive! Oh, in the name of God! Now I know what it feels like to be God!
That's a clip from the 1931 film version of the classic movie Frankenstein. While generations think of Frankenstein as a movie character, this year actually marks the 200th anniversary of the book which started it all by Mary Shelley. At the time, the book seemed like pure fiction. With the book turning 200, a conference at UC Santa Barbara is going to examine the work not just from a literary, but from a science and ethics viewpoint.
It's hard to believe because of the incredible number of remakes and adaptations and spin-offs that have been made, you know, in the wake of the text, and then also the number of causes and groups who reference Frankenstein for a huge array of social and biotechnological issues.
Dr. Julie Carson is a UCSB English professor who helped organize the event Frankenstein at 200, a Campus Conversation. Carson is a Shelley scholar. She says the book was far from an instant hit.
It was published anonymously in 1818. It got a lot of negative reviews, mainly on the score of the sacrilegious element, the notion of Victor as an overreacher and certainly as someone who was transgressing the boundaries of life and of theological understandings of the world. She wasn't given credit for it at first. It was published by a middlebrow, lowbrow press, but it was adapted into a play. That was in 1823, and the play was quite popular.
Carson says there are a number of symposiums around the world surrounding the 200th anniversary. Some are considering the concept that what perhaps seemed like pure fantasy now may have some basis in reality.
In some ways, Frankenstein feels very present, and I think in some ways, especially if you know the text and not so much the film versions, the text is even more weighty and important in some respects anyway now than it was then, given that the more fantasy and fantastic aspects of bringing the dead to life are now much less fantastic and much more close to reality.
As part of the day-long events at UCSB Thursday, they brought in scientists and researchers to talk about the ethical impacts of some of what was envisioned in this story.
We decided that rather than invite in, you know, other experts from other campuses, we would use the book as an occasion to have an interdisciplinary campus conversation. Speakers who work in different ways, but on, you know, computer science, artificial intelligence, gendering of robotics, and so on, to get at where are we now in the science that in some ways she was foretelling or prophesying or imagining.
The UCSB professor says we need to look past the concept that it's a simple horror story.
The single focused way of talking about Frankenstein is not doing justice to the sort of revolutionary climate and fervor and number of issues that she was trying to address in it.
Carson admits, as someone focused on Shelley's literature, it's hard at times to see the different portrayals of the Frankenstein story in pop culture. At the same time, she notes that it may help interest people.
I don't grit my teeth. I mean, I'm sorry that the multidimensionality of the text is lost in many of the filmic adaptations. But, you know, the text, you can pursue all kinds of critical, social, technological issues out of what she wrote. But film adaptations usually focus on one or another thematic. And usually, of course, what they focus on is, you know, the creation of the creature.
UCSB's Carsey Wolf Center is also presenting a related film called Frankenstein Afterlives. It includes some lighthearted movies connected to the story, with the Midnight Friday showing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show at UCSB's Campbell Hall. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.